WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, if you have been watching the murder trial of the former shameful policeman Derek Chauvin, you will get a lesson in the so-called justice process. It's riveting. It's much more interesting than Perry Mason or any other drama, and a lot scarier, real life is. For passing a fake $20 bill, a man was murdered. Simple as that. He didn't need to be. This could have been handled in myriad different ways. If he was so threatening and dangerous, why did he stay in his car and not run away when confronted by the store employees in the first place, and many other questions? He may have been a little high, but is that a reason to put your knee on his neck for 9 minutes? Nine. Play it out. You can't believe how long it is. He calls for his mother. He says he can't breathe. He's handcuffed. He can't do anything to hurt anyone. Got that? Witness after witness sobbing, still traumatized after reliving and rewatching the brutal and intentional murder of George Floyd. A 9-year-old child. She knew it was wrong. A brave teenager who filmed it. A grown man crying, wishing he could have done more. If there is any justice, they will convict. But the difference between murder and manslaughter is getting into the killer cop's mind. Was it intentional? It sure looked it. This is where the justice rules of law make it possible. Get ready for it, folks. There will be a miscarriage of justice. I'm getting ready. Even though the prosecution is making a hell of a case, I'm still reeling after watching the brutal beating of a 65-year-old Asian woman in New York by a giant of a thug who was on parole for killing his own mother. Yeah. And three men, you can hardly call them that, watched from a nearby building and did nothing. Oh, wait, they did lock the door of the posh building. They didn't help. They didn't even call the police. They've been put on suspension. They should be fired and then charged as being complicit. I'd like to be on the jury for this guy. You'd see justice then. Are you kidding me? There needs to be a huge rethinking about justice in America, or is it a misnomer? It doesn't exist. Guns without control, another mass shooting. They say justice is blind. I'm beginning to think so.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude, and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.